Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, I'm going to ask you quickly about this. And I said Anthony Edwards is probably, I think, going to be the first pick. We'll see if that comes to fruition. He did an extensive interview with ESPN. He said a lot, but I'm going to throw one quote out at you and see what you think. Would you have second thoughts about drafting a guy that said this, number one? Here's a quote on his passion for basketball. To be honest, I can't watch basketball. I'm still not really into it. I love basketball. Yeah, it's what I do. And then he said if he was drafted in the NFL tomorrow, he'd let basketball go. I got to read this quote to you, too, because this will tell you something about him. Here's why he said he would let basketball go. Not because I love hitting folks. Not because there's nothing more exhilarating than a kickoff return or whatever. This is why. Quote, because you can do anything on the field. You can spike the ball, you can dance, you can do all types of disrespectful stuff. You can't do any of that in the NBA. You'll get fined. Okay.
No way, no how. I know it's easy to say you wouldn't pick him at the first pick or whatever, but I would definitely have reservations because, Chris, I've talked to many football players, and I'm thinking you've probably talked to some athletes as well, who don't like football. Don't like.
We talk about that a lot, right? There's guys love the game and guys that just like it or maybe don't even like
they,
it.
I've had guys tell me I do this because I can make money. I'm a good living out of it. I don't like it. Okay? I don't. And I get that. If you're 6'4", Chris, and weigh 350, there aren't too many jobs, seriously.
That where you pay can you make millions?
Right.
You
know? Right.
Come on.
So that's why they do it, and I get it.
I don't even blame them. Yeah.
But they don't say it publicly. It ain't something that you should say publicly, Chris. That's all. You could feel that way, and I get it. You know, sometimes it's hard to watch. He's not the only one not watching the NBA. There's other people.
well, who don't like the style of the game or other reasons. But for him to say, I'm not into the game or I give it up tomorrow, it just would make me feel uncomfortable. Most people who make it on this level and get to where he is, Chris, they live, they die, they breathe. It's their existence. So when you hear a guy like laissez-faire about it, it makes you wonder. It makes you, as soon as things don't go well for him or as soon as he gets paid, where he says, I'm not going to work at this. I got paid. I just got $70 million guaranteed. I'm good. Right. I'll play, but I'm not trying to get better or kill myself out here.
Well, I think you said a mouthful, and I agree with a lot of it. And I'll say this. I'm going to say these things in defense of him. It's not what you want to hear, and you're absolutely right. You don't need to say it publicly. I'm going to say a few things in his defense, though. One, and I'm sure you've had the same conversations with athletes. There are a lot of great players that did not grow up watching much of basketball or football.
They don't know the history of the game. They don't know anything of it.
Maybe they were out playing it or doing something else, but they weren't watching it like a lot of us who are actually in sports writing did.
Yep.
You know, like for us, we were watching it religiously, reading Sports Illustrated and all that. There are a lot of guys that you'd be surprised who just didn't watch the game like that. So maybe that's what he means, right? Maybe I'm going to say maybe he means that. And I'm going to throw this at you too. He did give up football. He was a legit football player. And I'm told, and I don't know if this is factual, but one executive whose team could choose him told me he supposedly ran a 4.44 40 in football. Okay, a 4.44 40-yard dash. So he was a good football player. At 15 or so, he had a growth spurt, and people started telling him, man, you could play basketball, and he gave up football. So he did give up football to play basketball, but maybe football's still his favorite sport. Remember Allen Iverson? Football may have been his favorite sport. You know, I don't know if he ever said it, but he obviously loved football. And that was certainly his first love. I don't know if it remained that way. And here's the other thing, Rob. He's 19. You know, he's had a kind of a tragic upbringing. Dad not really in the picture. Mom and grandma died when he was like 14 or 15. Right in around the same time, too. And so he's had a tough situation. Now, he's with Clutch Management, which is, you know, LeBron's group, Rich Paul. I think that they're going to be good for him. I'm surprised that they kind of didn't coach him on this to just not say that, you know what I mean? But they've shown, you know, they've helped a lot of guys with, obviously LeBron knows how to do things off the court. So I think they'll help him in this regard, which is a good sign. And, you know, the one saying around the NBA, Rob, is there, did you choose the game? This is kind of to your point. Do you love it or not? There are guys that chose the game, and then there are guys that the game chose them.
Right.
Because you're 6'7", you're athletic, you jump through the gym.
You see the little guys who are like, you would be like, why are you playing basketball? Because they had a passion for it. They're not, you know what I mean? Like, they're not.
Right.
If you're 6'8" walking around or 6'10", Chris, how are you not playing basketball?
Rob, you can go a decade or more without ever encountering a 6'8 person in your life, right?
Yes.
I don't know when the last time I came across a 6'8 person who wasn't like, you know, one of our former players in the studio or something like that. Honestly, like, I can't remember the last quote-unquote regular person that I saw that was 6'8". So that is a gift. And then to be that athletic.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Rob. You want to baseball, Robinson Cano.
Don't
you
know
talk about that? Yeah.
And Chris, big news. You know, Robinson Cano, I just, when he broke in with the Yankees, he was as good as it gets. You know, his name, Robinson, his father named him after Jackie Robinson. Like, this is where baseball is embedded in his family.
Right.
His dad played in the major leagues, Chris. Right. He was a big star with the Yankees.
He was tremendous with the Yankees.
Oh, my God. He could hit. He could field. I mean, a gold glove at second, but everything that you would want out of a guy. And I'm going to tell you, out of just experience about being around him and talking and interviewing him, great guy. Great guy. But this is dumb. He had already been busted on steroids. Now he's busted again, Chris. He's going to be banned for the entire year, the 2021 season. He's forfeits.
He'll miss that contract.
$24 million. But here's a little nugget. The Mets are still on the hook for the year after, Chris, for $40 million. He's 38. He'll miss the year 39, and they're still on the hook, right, for $40 million.
40 years old for 40 million. This is where, Rob, I like that he's out for the season and that he doesn't get that money.
These are harsh penalties.
Yes.
For real.
Yes, indeed.
These are harsh.
I think here's what I'd add if I'm – the Major League Baseball. If you get caught for PEDs, your contract, if the team so chooses,
there you can go. Be made There's a null language. And void. There's a language. Right. You just said it.
Can be made null and void.
Because remember when Ryan Braun had the thing with the Brewers.
And he denied it to the hilt, didn't he?
Right. But they kept, you know what I mean? Like, they he's been around. He's still on the team. All I'm saying is, if the team doesn't want you and can get out of the deal, or there's an escape clause, Chris, but it has to be obviously language. The Mets are on the hook for that $40 million. You know that.
Yeah, oh yeah, at this point, yeah. You can't just change it like mid-stream.
But as we go forward,
right?
Would you know, should people be, should they make, should teams be able to make contracts null and void if you test positive and you get a suspension?
And one thing, I think, Rob, it would be a big deterrent to players. That's what I think. I mean, I think that's my main reason for wanting it. Yeah, it protects the team and it's fair because you cheated and all that. That's fine. But to me, the best thing about it would be you would think it would be a deterrent.
I'm going to say to you right now, and I hear what you're saying, but Chris, he already got busted. For him to do it again tells you that some people are going to do it. It's just like when we have, and I'm not equating sports to the prison system or death penalties and all kinds of stuff, and people still commit crimes and do heinous things. All I'm saying to you is, I understand. I think it might, but I don't know if that's going to stop people, because the lure of trying to get an advantage and sign a big contract and make that money, people are willing to cheat, right? People are willing to try to get an advantage. We've seen it in track and field. In the NFL, guys get busted and suspended 4 games for PEDs all the time, Chris. All the time.
Rob, everyone knows we don't condone cheating.
Not at all.
But the lure, let's just keep it real for a minute. The lure. Using PEDs could be the difference between you getting a, to be kind, $200 million contract and a $40 million contract. I mean, let's keep it real.
No, I'm
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
the lure is forget all the maybe you become an all-star and you
make it to the Hall of Fame. Right.
That's enough of a lure.
Yeah, right.
But just financially. And that's why I'm saying, like,
and once you get it, Chris, it's guaranteed.
Right,
guaranteed.
Right. So if you took that away, I hear you, because there's no doubt some guys would still cheat.
Right. They would still find a way.
But at least you could take it away. You know what I'm saying?
The money
part. If
they
got caught. Right. All right. So who was the fourth pick, Rob G? The Bulls just made – did they just make the fourth pick?
They had just made the fourth pick. That is correct. It is from Florida State.
Yes, Patrick Williams.
Exactly.
Right. Patrick Williams. I've heard good things about this kid.
Well, I believe he was a sixth man, though, so that kind of makes you a little bit nervous.
Well, young kid. He's young.
He's the fourth pick, and he was a sixth man on the team. He wasn't even a starter.
He better be a freshman.
Very Marvin Williams-esque. Remember that from North Carolina?
And you know what? I think he was the president of the Orlando Magic for a while, wasn't he? Oh, that's Pat Williams. I'm sorry.
Pat Williams wrote a book every month.
That's right.
You know that. You know that, Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gottlieb, and we've all talked about the lack of buzz with this draft. And you know, we know Doug Gottlieb, we love him, but he is the champion of college basketball. Players don't
that's
need
his,
to be paid.
That's his strength. That's yes. He played college basketball.
Dad coached.
Yes, know, all of all the whole that. Nine. Yes. He's totally ingrained in college basketball.
Right. And he was saying that the lack of buzz around this draft. Let's look at the first three picks, Rob. Anthony Edwards played for Georgia, which went 16-16. I think 5-11 in their conference. Didn't make the NCAA tournament. Obviously, they didn't have a tournament, but still didn't make it. The number two pick, James Weissman, played three games, right? Three college games.
Right.
And was a freshman. So, you know, nobody ever saw him playing college much. And the number three pick, LaMelo Ball, played in Australia. So never played a college game. And really didn't even play much high school after Chino Hills when he was a sophomore.
And you could question the competition he played when he was abroad.
Absolutely. And so Gottlieb was saying, this proves the value of college basketball. The fact, usually, if we had seen these kids playing college and they were lighting it up, we would have been hyped about this draft. This is his point. And, you know, Zion and Ja Morant and, you know, we hyped about all these guys. This one, this is what happens when the best players are going to start going to the G League. They're going to go play overseas. They're, you know, going to sit out a year and just work out at an IMG or whatever, and they're not going to play college basketball. This is what we have to look forward to with the NBA draft. Honestly, kind of would become like a baseball draft almost. So what do you think of his notion, Rob?
I'm not buying it. I just think these are extenuating circumstances, Chris. Normally, you know, because there was no March Madness, there were just some wrinkles in it, you know, and there are down years with drafts. Who was the guy we just, Bennett for the Cavaliers?
Anthony Bennett.
Anthony Bennett. That was, what was that? How did he become the first overall pick, right? Was there that much buzz about him and he's going to be the next thing? No. So this happens every so often. I think it's a prisoner of the moment, an overreaction to try to convince people that they should go to college. No, I don't believe that. Kyrie Irving had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll at Duke.
He played eight games.
He was the first overall pick. So I don't believe in that. I think people should do what's best for them. If it's going to college, fine. If it's not going to college, and here's my other thing. And Chris, I've said this forever. Don't blame the kids if you're drafting people who aren't ready for the pros. Shame on the organizations, shame on the ownership, shame on the general managers. If a kid's not ready, Chris, don't draft them. That you want to get people to go to college and hone their skills? Start passing up on some of these guys, right? Who didn't go to college or who didn't play at the kind of level that you expect or come in prepared to make a difference in the NBA. If you start passing up those guys, which they won't do because they're so afraid that there's a diamond in the rough, and they'll pass
up on guys they don't think are ready.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of high school kids that don't get drafted. It's tough. I think that's easier said than done. I mean,
no, look, I'm just saying, if you're telling me, he can't play.
Let's keep it real. The only high school player to come into the NBA ready was LeBron James. He's the only one that came in balling. Now, Kevin Garnett was okay. He averaged 10 points. Kobe averaged 7. I mean, they were okay, but LeBron's the only one ever to come in and really be a very good player right away, averaged 20. It's tough, though, because, look, I'll take a year of Kobe Bryant being not that good to get the end result. And that's where it is. Like, yeah, okay, he's not ready now, but if I see the potential, it's tough. Look, here was my thing with Doug. And I think Doug is right in that, yeah, if they had March Madness and if LaMelo and Weissman had played in the NBA or in the college, we would know more about them. And say if they dominated, then we would be more excited about it. I agree with him on that. But at the end of the day, the most important thing isn't having draft buzz. I've always said this, Rob. What's fair is that players, if they're good enough, they can come right out of high school, go to the pros. I think what's best for the game of basketball, as terms of quality of play and things like that, is that they spend a couple years in college. Now, I've always been a proponent they get paid, but I think they would come into the league much better if they were there for a couple years.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but the onus up on that is not on them. I hear what you're saying, right, from the league standpoint. But the league shouldn't be drafting people. That's why
I'll take a year of you know what I'm saying. Like, I'll take a year of a dude being not that good if he's going to blossom into a superstar.
Yeah, but everybody doesn't blossom. You know that. I mean,
right.
And then the knock on it, Chris, was if you stayed 3 or 4 years in college, they say he's not that good. They wouldn't draft anybody who stayed 3 or 4 years in college.
Now, yeah. Right. I mean, if you had a rule, like, I actually would like the rule if you either come right out or you stay 2 years. You know, Rob, when we were growing up with college basketball, you knew year to year who the guys were because they stayed a while.
We watched it, but every game wasn't on TV, Chris. It was totally different.
Saturdays were big.
Yes.
That's when
I can remember so many St. John's and Georgetown in the Big East, you know, from where I grew up.
Syracuse.
Right, and watching those games, I loved it. I knew all the players. I knew all the coaches. I knew everything.
Well, what it's going to boil down to, and I do think they're going to get rid of the, you know, that you have to go to college, but it's really going to be on the players, I think more so than even the league, because the players at one point when they ended the, you know, you could go from prep to pros, The league didn't, they wanted to get out of it too, but a lot of the players were like, we're veteran, our 35, 36-year-old veterans who are better than these 18-year-olds are losing jobs to a kid that's not as good as them, but just because, you know, they got the potential. And so that's the players push back on it.
Yeah, but
I think they're about to go the other way and let the kids
come out.
That
still was a mistake. You should never – I don't believe that players should stop players from – No matter it's
the, well, if you're better, if I'm better nah, than you, and you just getting the job because you got potential.
Yeah, but
I see where they were coming from.
I don't think you should ever stop. Just like I don't believe the NFL players should have stopped quarterbacks from getting paid or the first overall picks. They put in that work and energy to get there, and you let the market.
Well, you mean getting paid? So you just think it should be get yep. whatever you no
whoever,
scale.
I'm just saying whoever's the better player or whoever has the better leverage, only from the standpoint, Chris, that those NFL players who voted for that, they didn't get the money at the back end. They still got released. They still got let go. They didn't benefit from them cutting the salaries of the top picks in the draft. That money didn't trickle down to them. So basically, they're the ones who limited those guys earning potential, and they still were shown the door when they got old. So what did you get from that? Nothing.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.